Okay. So we just watched something that's just fucked up.
Also, welcome to Crossing State Lines, where this episode is fucked up.
Oh my god.
Hold on while I elevate my feet.
Where do I start? So, Ray Rivera.
Yeah.
So, it's Mystery on the Rooftop, I believe, on Netflix.
First, give a tiny bit of background.
Oh, holy hell.
I've worked in Baltimore since, let me say, 2008.
Okay.
Maybe 2009, give or take. And I've worked at Philips for majority of that time. There was a small point in time where I finally left Philips and I went to go work for Made Pro, in which after making for Made Pro, I stopped to have a official day job, 9 to 5, with benefits, great pay, all that stuff. And this happened to be Agora. It was called Agora Financial. And so I worked there as an operations assistant. And what I would do was book flights and stuff for coworkers and colleagues and other people to maybe places to Paris or places to wherever there was going to be like a meeting, or I can't think of the proper word right now. Anyways, and I would also be doing reimbursement things for events like that, to where they would need to spend money for it that the company would pay for. I would also be the one that would be, you know, the watchdog for the car parking lot in the back area. It was literally an everything job, which is perfect for me because I'm so good at multitasking, and I can book you a flight whilst checking the lot and doing this other thing and printing out. I mean, it was perfect, and I loved it, and I thought I was really good at it. And like the way they said my job was, whatever, it ended up being temporary, 3 months. Regardless, I leave this job. It was maybe a month, maybe 3 months actually, after leaving this job, and I finally live on my own. And my one friend tells me about this show called Unsolved Mysteries, which I was like, awesome, cool, great. This person literally had no idea where I worked. Anyway, so I watched the first episode. The literal first episode is about what Joe said, Ray Rivera. And it involves maybe like an umbrella corporation that I worked for called Stansberry, and that they used to be associated with Agora that I used to work for, along with Mad Money and some other one that I cannot think of right now.
And to bring this into a central idea here, We were relaxing a little bit, and we decided that we were going to go out just for a little bit in the evening, just to go grab something to eat. And we decided to walk a couple blocks over to
the Belvedere,
and I thought it was kind of interesting. I wanted to make
my own mac and cheese.
I thought it was interesting because in Lancaster we have a Belvedere also kind of like a little higher end, not like the Belvedere in Baltimore, but. We went in there. There's a wedding going on, and it was just too busy. Was going on
was
in the bar.
It a wedding?
So,
how do you know?
Yeah.
It was a wedding?
Yeah. There. It seemed like there was.
But did you see a bride or a groom? Like, how do you know it was a wedding? It could have just been an event.
Can we keep it rolling here? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Like, it looked like
Sorry,
there was
no
a wedding there.
I accepted.
So we left there.
Jeez.
And
do
went around
the
corner,
to be 40 minutes
and we in? Stopped at. Where was the place we stopped at?
The Manor.
The Manor. That place was sweet. So we stop in there. The reason why, like, there's a story behind what happened at the Belvedere. And that is where this story is just, it's wild. I can't stop thinking about it now. Like, apparently this guy, now,
Okay. It was because we went to the Belvedere tonight that I said, oh my gosh, wait, I want to show you this thing, this show when I get home, especially since you like documentaries. And we literally just went to the Belvedere. So I was like, okay, cool. Murder mystery. It's about the Belvedere. Playing it.
And I can't believe it still blows me away. I'm going to hit the end real quick here. Like, there's still nothing figured out. Like, yeah, nothing is 100% figured out.
An unsolved mystery, and there...
It had back to 06, like 06?
There are 4, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
2004.
But 04, 06, because they were there for 2 years. They were there... They moved here in 04, and they were there for two years to 06.
So, yeah. I mean, they mapped out everything. I was...
Yeah. You guys got to watch it, though.
It's so like, good. It is on Netflix.
If anybody's listening to this, like, you might want to pause right now.
Yeah,
watch it and come back to our conversation.
Exactly, because we're going to get into questions. Depth. We're going to be spoiling the shit out of it if you want to watch it first.
So, you know, this is your last warning. If you don't want to find anything else right now, you're going to have to pause it.
Warning!
But
warning!
I just wonder, like, so they found him busted through a roof. Like, now who knows if he jumped off the roof, but the thing that blows me away is there's nothing taken from him. Nobody had any financial gain from him. Nobody like took anything from him. His glasses, his cell phone, and his sandals were near the hole that he most definitely went through in a roof.
Yeah, but they weren't like, the only way that he could have went through that hole is if he were to have jumped off the Belvedere at some point, because it didn't make sense to jump off of the garage. That was the only other point to jump off of.
Well,
and it also made no sense for even if he were to have jumped off the Belvedere, because it was only, 42 feet for... Somebody would have needed to maybe run from one end, from like the front of the building, all the way to the back of the end to jump.
The what of the end?
I don't know why I said it like that. It just came out the back of the end. I've been watching The Circle, so like I feel like talking like the catfishers.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
You can't throw like, and they said the parking garage is 20 feet up to 20 feet over is where the hole was. So you're not jumping there. You're not throwing them off of there that far either. And the same thing goes for up top.
Exactly.
You're not throwing him that far. He's jumping. Like, and the note, like, you're thinking, I see in the note, like, the note comes up in the episode. I'm thinking,
the note,
oh, sweet. Really, like, the note.
Whoa, you're going through everything so fast.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's why I gave the warning. The note gives, like, nothing.
It gives absolutely nothing other than the, club, or whatever she called it, society, secret society.
Yeah.
The Foremans.
Right.
So, I thought they actually got into depth with that, but I don't even know what, like, the Foremans is. It, you'd have to, like, look it up, which we haven't, so, it seems weird, and the fact that the people from Stansbury won't talk.
That's fucked up.
It is. They called a gag order on everybody and to not say anything.
That's fucked up. That's really like...
I don't understand.
I understand our justice system has some type of
there has to order, be in order. Listen, for me to think, in order for them to do a gag order on everybody, there has to be a lot more people involved than one or fucking two.
Yeah, and when you do that, you show
suspicion. Some
type of like guilt.
And by the doing fact that his friend, the one that brought him down here, said nothing. Yeah.
That's like somebody like shitting their pants in an elevator and being like, oh, I didn't do it.
But it's also like
come on.
Even if he had nothing to do with it, he would
tell us.
He would have still said something, like, especially if he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
that is more so to come say, I have no clue what the fuck he was involved with, blah, 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 this and that. But see,
that's a real man. A real man would do that. A real man's not going to like. There's got to be one. There's
no reason to hide the truth other than that you're guilty.
Exactly.
So
you can't tell me there's not
one. I don't know if anybody is still involved in this case, but you need to go find, what was his name? Porter Stansberry.
Yeah.
Porter Stansberry. Yeah, hunt that bitch down, and somebody needs to find out what the fuck happened.
And you can't tell me too, like, all those people that had that gag order that signed it or whatever, or agreed to, like,
that somebody never slipped up.
There wasn't one guy that came out and was like, because
this isn't right. I need to say what happened.
Remember the thing that I told you that Brad sent me about, like, the guy that was a doctor for, like, Trump and a few other people, like the prime minister, blah, blah, blah. And he came out and said, I'm going to catch shit from this. I've got death threats. Like, he came out anyway and said something that about, like, and I don't want to get, I mean, it's just about the vaccine thing. There can't tell me it's not one person that had, like, that, get like, did the gag order thing. Like, you're, this guy has put his balls on the bandsaw. His reputation's on the line. And he's still speaking out because he's speaking the truth. Nobody's going to speak the truth on this thing. Like, nobody's going to, like, step out and be like, hey, I know I'm going to catch a lot of shit for this and I'm going to go to jail, but this is really what happened. Nobody's going to do that?
I,
this is the world we live in?
Don't know. I mean,
you got to be kidding
me. I don't know. When I couldn't even watch another episode after watching that one. Especially because I'm like, so I was so involved with it because I live in fucking Baltimore. I live in fucking Mount Vernon.
It's blocks
I worked
away
at
from
fucking
here.
Agora. Like, I was so involved with watching that fucking unsolved mystery that I'm still so boggled at the fact that it's unsolved. And the fact that I know that somebody I used to know worked at Stansberry and left because of their sketchy shit.
I could hit a home run and hit that freaking place that we're talking about. Like, it's right there.
Yeah, we just, like, came from there.
If we were outside, there's no way you could tell me you couldn't have heard that. Boom. Like, that, like,
this,
and even, like, even, even if it's as stupid as somebody saying, hey, I gave a lot of PCP that night and he jumped off the roof. Hey, okay, cool. Like, we have something. But there's nothing. He wasn't even like that. Like,
it's,
his family said there wasn't even any,
it's
like,
it's so unsolved.
There was no.
It's annoying.
It is very annoying. I hated watching that because at the end, there's nothing.
Oh my God. So this is what I go through all the time when I am listening to And That's Why We Drink and Christine tells a fucking unsolved mystery.
Oh.
Sometimes she tells an unsolved mystery that's literally still up to date and it's still being worked on. I mean, obviously all the other ones that are still unsolved are still being worked on, even though they, like, everybody involved is dead, but it's insane.
I'm not watching like any of that unsolved shit anymore. I'm watching, only thing I'm watching is solved mysteries. That's the only shit I'm watching ever.
Babe.
Even if there's a
fire. Babe, do you really want there to be that, like, that many mysteries?
No, I want the solved mysteries. I don't
want
to watch that.
I don't want mysteries at all. People need to stop doing fucked up shit.
It's a mystery.
If you're out there listening and you're crazy, stop it.
Right, meow. We are so serious.
Listen,
I gotta go pee.
All you have to do is talk, like, all of the serial killers and the monsters and everything. All you guys out there, you're missing podcasts. I mean, do we have less serial... Go pee, I'll talk. Hmm. Do we have less serial killers now than we did back in the day before, like, it was harder to do it? Like, you have to really be smart and not just fucking crazy to be a serial killer. Because if you just, like, randomly do something because you snapped, cool, you get caught and you're going into the loony bin. But nowadays, to actually, like, murder somebody and get away with it, there are so... I mean, this is... I don't know why I'm talking about this, but there are so many things that you need to take in consideration, because there's DNA, there's fingerprints, which is also DNA. You leave literally skin follicles as you walk around. Like, unless you're in a full-on fucking bodysuit and you use an icicle to kill somebody that melts and is gone. I am giving killers the proper way to kill somebody. I need to stop. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, but, like,
I feel like there's, I mean, the only way to...
You let me go on answer, way too long with that.
The only way to the answer is through the people that the gag order thing. Like, I'm sorry, no, that's not going to work here. Like, no, that doesn't work. Just like in football now, when you do like a coach's challenge, but it's like, it's not a reviewable play. Same thing there, dude. Sorry, not a reviewable play. Like, you can't gag order people if there's something behind it. Like, if there's something behind the...
talking about the gag order.
I know, but I feel like that's the only thing, like...
You're confusing even me right now.
That's the only path through the truth, to the truth right there. The people that signed the gag order or whatever, the people that aren't talking, that is the path to the answer. Like, you can't just...
Have ever seen a movie where there is that one person that helps the whole movie finish... I'm not trying to make this like a movie cinema thing. I'm just saying, like, when there's that one person that happens to know the truth and that secretly tells it, like, even though they might get caught and, like, everything...
Right.
Goes into play just because of what they put into motion. Like, you can't be that person that sits back and lets that bullshit happen.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
they say it all the time. If you see something, say something. But it's all said and done, because I know how hard it is to see something and say something. You don't want to do it right then and there. And it all depends on what it is.
And the longer you go without saying something,
the worse more weight it is.
That's holding.
The more weight you're holding, yes, yeah. The more guilt you hold, and the worse that it gets. The better, because you might save somebody's life. If it is that kind of circumstance.
It just blows my mind that these people in this organization, like...
What organization?
That are under this gag order.
Oh.
Will uphold, like, being in the comfort of something they signed, not having to say anything, while this family suffers still. They said that too.
No way that any of those people that were on that gag order, that if they are still alive, that feel good for what they did. I'm sure they still feel guilty every single day. And if any of them is listening to this, I hope you feel even more guilty now for not speaking up for whatever you know or think happened to this guy that could have helped. Like,
you guys are the
There is probably the smallest of details on the fact that one person saw him go in an elevator at a certain time that may have changed this whole case.
Now it doesn't really matter.
I feel like there's somebody big involved with it because they were on a gag order and Porter Stansberry and the company's name is Stansberry, that he has something to do with it.
Wait, what was the name of the company again?
Stansberry.
Okay, good. I think, too, now it's not a matter of who caused his death
or whatever.
It's the people that are holding back the information. That's fucked up. I can't say that enough on this episode. That is fucked up.
Could you imagine going with people you love and care for not knowing how or why you died? You're just dead now?
And I don't think they didn't have any kids, did they? They wanted kids.
So it made no sense for him to commit suicide. But they already,
can you imagine if they did? Like, how'd your dad die? How would your dad pass later on when you're quote unquote, you never get over it, I'm certain. No. But it's like, well, how did your dad pass away? Well, I don't know. I don't know.
They say, like, it's a suicide, but I
I don't.
There's a lot of things that point to a different direction, but they never went anywhere with it.
Well, there's that company there that could, you know, help out with that, but they won't. Stansberry.
Huh. Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I hope you guys sleep great at night.
I would like to encourage everyone, if you're truthful, if you're hardworking, you can sleep well at night. If you fall into either of those categories, you can go fuck yourself. I don't care.
You know what you did. Yeah. And to everybody else, thank you for listening. I'm sorry that we fucked your head up real hard. I've literally been fucked up about this story ever since I heard it. And for the first time showing Joe that place and showing him this story, I'm so sorry.
Fucking shit. Got me all fucking fired up.
So sorry. And to all of our listeners, we love you and thank you for listening. And Emma, yeah,
check it out.
We always love you as well.
Emma's probably bouncing off the walls right now.
Yep.
Maybe not quite bouncing off the walls, but she's fired up. Maybe?
I don't know. Well, I'm about to get on Emma's level, and we're going to watch the next movie.
Yeah. So don't be like... I was going to go somewhere I shouldn't. Probably. I should probably say that. I catch myself a little bit. But,
just always be careful. Always be careful. Always be cautious.
And I would just say to just be honest to yourself and just, like, we have enough people doing shitty things in the world. Let's go the other way. Let's go the other direction.
If you see something that you think doesn't seem right. I mean, it is so crazy that it is so hard to do this because most of the time we want to mind our own business. But if there is something that you truly think in your heart feels so wrong, just maybe do something about it.
Yeah, we're not asking you to jump off a bridge or a building.
No,
but if you in one day do something extra that you wouldn't normally do, like pick up a piece of trash and put it where it should be, boom, you're on my list of good people.
And also, like, I know I said the corny thing about see something, say something, and even if you just see it and continue the rest of your day and say it to your significant other or a friend or anything like that, and it sparks up the conversation of, like, well, what did you do anything about that? Maybe
right.
it happened to be a good thing that you said something to somebody else that you sparked up the conversation, and now something needs to be done.
Maybe you have the opportunity to either tell the truth or sign a gag order. Maybe you do the right thing there.
Listen, we are in a day and age where now it is okay to literally say whatever the fuck you want. So if you like somebody's shoes, if you see something crazy, or if you think something is uncomfortable, say so. Speak out. Speak up.
Truthfully. If it's a truthful...
Be yourself about it, too. Just be you.
And be cool. Stay in school. I mean, for real, though. My grandpa didn't stay in school. My grandpa went to school to like 8th grade, and then he was like...
Well, you know what I would tell all of our listeners to do? Is to cross some state lines.
There you go. Yeah, let's cross.
You know what? Someone somewhere...
is crossing state lines?
We did not skip. Joe just is weird and did it really slow.
I thought we were doing something with that when we weren't.
Nope, we weren't. Okay. Our signature is someone somewhere is crossing state lines. I know, so but I thought someone we were somewhere. Add
I thought you were going with that. I thought you were like, you know.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, it's such a mystery. Even the ending's a mystery. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah,
God.
Because sometimes I add on something. Well, most of the time you add on something.
Ray Rivera. Check it out.
Someone somewhere
is crossing state lines.
Why did you take so long that time,
I was
too.
On a roll there. I was kind of like building up some suspense, and you just cut it down with an axe.
Well, we had... I don't know why you started talking about what we had already just finished
I'm
talking about.
I'm fucking fired up. You should know it. What? Fucking gag order. Gag my balls.
Wow!
There you go.
Your balls must have a lot to say if you
had to... No. I mean, put the microphone up to him. Wait, it's my house. Damn it.
No, Sherry.
We gotta get out of here. It's getting weird.
I know. This is like the first time. I mean,
we had a really, really long ending that just keeps going.
No, I was gonna say a time that because when we come to Baltimore, we always go out. And when we're at your house, we always hang out at your house. So it's like my house is the outhouse and your house is the in-house. And so it's very rare that we're hanging out in my house.
So, and I would say too, as far as like, you know, going to either Belvedere between like, you know, the one in Baltimore or the one in Lancaster... Our Belvedere? Nobody's jumped through that roof. Plus, I'm pretty sure if you jump off the roof of that place...
That literally had nothing to do with what the fuck I just said.
Which is perfect because we are all over the place on this.
Yeah, I'm ADD and you're obviously also ADD and you weren't listening to me at all. And you were just waiting for me to stop talking so you could say what you wanted to say.
Try it again. I'm sorry.
No. Because literally just again right now, you're doing the same thing. Because I have done it before to where I'm kind of listening, but I know that I'm not going to have to say anything. So I'm waiting for you to be done talking so that I can say what I need to say. And I know you just did that.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't remember what I was saying, but I know it had nothing to do with what you just said.
I was trying to tie in to two different states because our Belvedere doesn't have that cool story. It's not that cool and it's not that high either. Like, it's three stories. If you jump off that, you might go splat, but you ain't going through a roof, that's for sure.
God, we don't want to talk about people. Nobody jump off any roofs.
No, but if you do see somebody jump off the roof,
ever,
you should probably tell somebody about it. Like,
there are no reasons whatsoever to jump off of roofs.
No, but if you do see somebody jumping off a roof,
well, yeah,
let somebody know about it.
Say something. Yeah,
don't sign a gag order. say something about it.
But also, don't jump off of roofs. So if everybody would just not jump off of roofs, nobody would have to say anything about anybody jumping off of any roofs.
Someone somewhere
is not is jumping off of any roofs.
Someone else. Jump. No, that doesn't work. I just fucked it up. Someone somewhere
is crossing is watching state lines.
Someone
cross state lines.
Jumping off her roof. No, that doesn't matter. It's fucked up again.
Joe.
I'm done. I'm tired.
Someone
I'm done.
Somewhere is crossing state lines. Okay, there. Thank you so much third for listening. Yeah, sure. That was the third time. Okay, bye.